Chapter 28. Kevin Bew had watched their perch on the ice dissolve from a battleship-sized sheet of ice to that of a small house. The battering sea waves would rip and shove at the iceberg, splintering it into smaller fragments that would be subject to the same dissecting forces. While their refuge grew smaller, the ride grew rougher as they drifted farther into the Beaufort Sea. The shrinking berg wallowed and dipped in the churning seas, while surging waves repeatedly swept over the lower reaches. Shivering in the bitter cold, Bew found himself suffering the added discomfort of seasickness. Looking at the two men beside him, he could hardly complain. Quinlan was close to slipping into a hypothermia-induced unconsciousness, while Case seemed to be headed down the same path. The radio operator sat curled in a ball, his glazed eyes staring blankly ahead. Bew's efforts at conversation were met with nothing more than a blink of the eyes. Bew considered stripping the parkas off Quinlan so that he and Case might regain some warmth, but thought better of it. Although Quinlan was as good as dead, their own outlook for survival was no better. Bew stared at the turbulent gray water surrounding their frozen raft and contemplated diving into the sea. At least it would end things quickly. The idea passed when he decided it would take too much energy to walk the dozen paces to the water's edge. A large swell rocked the ice platform, and he heard a sharp thump beneath his feet. A crack suddenly materialized beneath his snow-carved seat, extending rapidly across the berg. With a jolt from the next oncoming wave, the entire section of ice beneath him abruptly fell away, dissolving into the dark sea. Bew instinctively grabbed on to the sharp face of the snowbank, lodging a foot on the small ledge that held Quinlan. Case, sitting on the opposite side, never moved a muscle as Bew desperately clung to a vertical cleft of the ice, dangling just a few feet above the stinging waves. Bew felt his heart pounding wildly, and with a desperate lunge, he jabbed his fingers into the ice and pulled himself up and on top of the remaining snow mound. Their haven had shrunk to the size of a minivan and now rocked violently in the rough seas. Bew teetered on the top, waiting for the whole mound to turn turtle and send the three men on an icy plunge to their deaths. It would be a matter of minutes now, he knew, before their ride would come to an end. Then, through the wind-swept snow, he saw a bright light, beaming like the sun behind a rain squall. It blinded his eyes, and he shut his lids tightly to escape the searing beam. When he opened them a few seconds later, the light had vanished. All he could see was the white of the dry ice that peppered his face in the fierce wind. He strained to detect the light again, but there was nothing to see but the storm. Slowly, he closed his eyes in defeat, sagging as the strength ebbed from his pores.